Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Food Talk, Christy is hungry, and Floyd checks in. It's all coming up right after this.
It's time for Donnie's Mail Sack. Let's reach way down into Donnie's sack and find another listener letter. Here's Donnie Baker.
Dear Donnie Baker, another school year just passed without any cool senior pranks. It ain't my fault because I'm a junior and still on probation. But next year I'll make sure our class goes out the right way. Do you have any suggestions from your days in high school? And would you consider renting your boat for a weekend? Signed, Keith in Fort Myers. Well, no, Keith, I ain't renting my boat, man. I mean, this ain't some tuck shop where you borrow a cummerbund for $10. You rent paddle boats, Keith. Mine's a beast on water. Now, as far as the senior pranks go, man, were you homeschooled or something? I mean, no pranks the whole year? Hell, I'd hold your class back for not trying. But saving senior pranks for the last week of school's for pussies anyway, and I'd say it right your face. I mean, it ain't a prank, Keith, if the teachers expect it. Hell, the whole last week of school, the whole place was on DEFCON 4 anyways. The principal expects Armageddon. That's why me and Scotty would always start around the second or third week of school. You know, man, before midterm, just when kids were getting their sea legs and stuff. Kids would be running around trying to find their classroom or get to their lockers. Meanwhile, man, we'd pay the janitor let goats run loose in the cafeteria. I swear to God we would, man. Custodians are always game for good senior pranks because they can use the extra bucks and they love the overtime hours cleaning stuff up. Some nights they leave the doors open just hoping stuff would happen. Mammy and Scotty were pulling senior pranks from the 8th grade on. I swear to God we did. Scotty's dad worked construction for years and there ain't a motor Scotty can't start up. This came in handy too. Hell, I remember the time we laid 4 strips of asphalt right down to varsity football field. It looked like a runway, man. I swear to God it did. Trouble is, they had all summer to get it fixed up and stuff. And it's amazing how much money they raised with that stupid chili supper. There's big money in chili suppers, man. Hell, I told Randy we should have one here at work just so we didn't have to work weekends anymore. And this other time, we fell to school's Olympic-sized swimming pool with stripper glitter. I swear to God we did, man. I remember Helen Stewart saying we was immature and we were going to pay for it. I was like, whatever, baby. We didn't do nothing wrong. Hell, for her, it turned out to be career day anyways. She only danced for like 4 years after graduation and stuff before she quit because she used to get all embarrassed when me and Scotty would go up to Pervert Row to tuck a buck. Plus, we refused to call her Roxy and we got thrown out for it. I told the bouncer her name wasn't Roxy and I brought the yearbook to prove it. Hell, we were going to sue the place, but Scotty's uncle came part owner like a year later, so we pigeonholed the whole case. Man, the best senior prank was my freshman year. Me and Scotty couldn't wait to do this one. We went back to that same football field about midnight one night and Scotty spray painted seniors on the press box. Except the thing was, we weren't seniors and Scotty had low test scores. Next morning, we got off the bus and noticed Scotty's spelling had gotten worse. Hell, he forgot the whole letter I in seniors. It said seniors. And I thought for sure we were going to get busted because we still had blue paint on our fingers. But no, man, they arrested Pedro Martinez for the whole thing. He's still pissed at us, man. I swear to God he is.
The views expressed by Donnie's Mail Sack do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of the Bob and Tom Show. I swear to God they don't.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hello.
He's at the sidekick chair. There's Ace Cosby. Manning the track phone hotline hot phone. And has a death grip on his can of SpaghettiOs. There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee at the sports desk, and here's Tom.
Thank you very much, Chick McGee.
Yes, sir.
Josh, on the attack.
How so?
Well, you were attacking Christy. We were talking about SpaghettiOs because Ace brought some in because he keeps them in case he gets a hankering for SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, he keeps them in his office.
Then yesterday we were talking about them because they were created, I guess, released in 1965, did I say?
And this is a commercial from that year.
Franco-American SpaghettiO.
And it goes like that, yeah.
Yeah, that is really funny.
SpaghettiOs.
Franco-American SpaghettiOs.
And then American forces attacked the front lines.
Man, I would have been a god at that time. Just talking like this for a living. I'd have to worry about some maniacal control freak sitting across from me for
Get
four decades. What? I'm sorry.
Some loony despot.
We were just talking about you in the break room, of course. And we were saying it's so good you are who you are because if you were just a normal guy and act the way you do, you'd get the hell beat out of you on a daily basis. Well, there's some guy out here telling me I shouldn't eat in this restaurant. I don't know what's going on. And then he's telling me my car seat's in wrong, so I'm going to go knock him in the face.
Speaking of rest, I would like to do a first of all, Ace is a big fan of SpaghettiOs. I prefer nice pasta, but wouldn't it be great to go into some really high-end Italian place? Waiter comes up, I'd like the SpaghettiOs Alfredo. And he goes, I'm sorry, so we don't have that. You call this an Italian restaurant? And storm out.
What?
I never.
SpaghettiOs with bolognese? No, bologna.
Bologna.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
I gotta say, that would probably be pretty good.
I've had a craving for that bologna that has the red, comes in the red wrapper.
The red tube?
The red tube.
Yeah.
Man, that's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
I haven't had bologna in 15 years, I bet.
Now, you know,
really?
The secret to frying bologna, Christy?
Oh, my God.
There we go.
This is on you, McGee.
I apologize. Deeply.
I'll talk
sincerely.
To you,
sincerely.
I know the secret.
You have a
fraud.
Say you take some nice...
We all know the secret by now.
You know, you need to hire somebody about every 7 years, because we're worn out. Let's be honest. So then the new guy comes in, and he's worn out, too.
This is a great cooking tip. Take some... Josh, take some extra virgin olive oil.
Right.
Just some nice, flavorful, really good. Extra virgin olive oil, and then a nice frying pan. And then when you take the disc that is the bologna that comes, you know, pre-cut like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then you make a small slice at, if it were a clock, at 12, 3, 6, and 9.
Yeah.
That way it won't dome up.
Right.
You see,
right.
It's genius. Thank you.
You know what?
Do you put your thumbprint in the center of your hamburgers when you fry them so they don't...
I've noticed that doesn't make that big of a difference.
Oh, I think it makes a big difference.
Yeah,
on
not
grill. Really.
The problem most people make is they turn them over too much.
That
you
is
turn
the
them once.
Yes. Exactly. Once. Flip one time.
That's right.
What is the thumbprint theory?
It keeps it from
juicier.
Yeah, and it keeps it from, you know how your hamburgers
juicier. Keeps other people from eating it.
Yes.
Do you let your hamburgers finish cooking before you throw them down your hatch?
No, I gotta eat them right away.
Yeah. You have a pre-dinner, right? You gotta eat before, and then I'll start cooking.
Have you ever had someone that runs out of hamburger buns, so they make hamburgers and they make them long, and then you have to eat them in a hot dog bun?
No,
and they don't taste
what?
Right.
No.
What?
No.
Wait, what happened?
Wait.
What
talking
no, I don't dine at idiots. Welcome to Idiots.
We ran out of hamburger buns.
Right, we have vegetable soup with Cheerios. And,
So you've actually done that before.
Yeah, you don't have any hamburger buns.
So you've made your hamburgers.
So you made the hamburgers. You make them long and thin, and then you put them in a hot dog bun.
All right.
And there's something about it that
you know
just
what?
Tastes weird.
We have Hooker the Cooker coming in
Maybe
today.
They're raw in the middle? Who knows?
Jess Hooker is bringing something in to eat today. I can't tell you what it is, but it's very interesting. It was on our Instagram. But maybe we'll ask her to make hot dog-shaped hamburgers next week.
Yeah, I think we have to.
I have done that before. It's good.
It's just weird.
So he's done that for you.
Do you remember
before?
The thing when they had the green ketchup?
Yes.
And it didn't go over. There's something, there's all kinds of things we associate with food, and part of it is shape.
You know what I associate? a tubular hamburger with?
What?
I bet you did too.
Oh, doesn't it look like a dump?
Maybe that's why he liked it. Maybe that's why he did it.
Dad, what's for dinner? You know, turd burgers.
Yeah, but no, also, they're not made out
also,
of turds.
You know, that some of the guests were so homophobic, they ate them like corn in the cob because they didn't want to be shoving them. Okay.
You hit homophobic like a robot there.
Homophobic. I am homophobic 2000. Why are you wearing a pink shirt?
Not Adam and Steve.
Homophobic. Stop mincing.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
This is just got texted to me. Apparently, Kostaki signed a hot dog bun for someone. Look at that!
Maybe at Tony Paco's, yeah, or whatever. The right. I've done that too.
What's Tony Paco's?
It's a wonderful Hungarian sort of fast food restaurant.
What do you think after you sign it? What are they?
Isn't
doing?
It?
They put it in a case.
It's in Toledo, isn't it?
Yeah, there are many in Toledo.
Cool. I never heard of that.
Does it? Mold up and everything over the years?
The hot dog buns that you sign are not real.
Oh, don't tell people that.
So I thought it was like
I was being asked questions.
I thought it was like a Lenin cased in glass. Yeah. The Russian thing.
It's a bit funky after.
It's kind of hard to read the signature years after the mold kicks in. Okay. Sorry. Dumb idea. Sorry. We were doing a little bit of sports. And of course, we were listening to. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of Major Harris as we continue. Great artists with first names that are also military ranks.
I think we've
been doing this all day.
We've exhausted the field, haven't we?
Got Major Lance and Major Harris.
Yesterday we did.
The time is right.
Is this great?
No, the thing is,
it's a song.
It is great. And I just don't like that you're ruining it. I'm playing it so much.
Sorry. People will hear this start.
Really was shaking as he was talking
to
me.
Run from the radio.
Do yourself a favor, get into some Major Harris or some Major Lance.
Or some chairman of the board if you can find it out there. I don't know what the hell the problem is there.
Here's something you'll hate, Dad. Have you ever listened to Major Lazer? He's like a DJ EDM guy.
No, I have not. He may be very talented.
Oh, who did the song? Lazer. Who is that?
I do not know, Jen. Can you do the prompt to get that?
Lazer.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Oh, here we go. Dear Bob and Tom Show.
Yes.
Major Harris is also the name of a beloved quarterback at WVU in the 80s that took us to our only national championship.
No kidding.
There you go. against North Dakota in 1988.
What do you got there? WVU West?
From a guy named Adam.
University?
Thank you, Adam. Is that what that is? I guess. That's from Adam. Thank you.
Lupe Fiasco.
What do you got there?
Willie, Lupe Fiasco, Laser.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what that is.
It's a great song.
No. I don't.
Oh, sorry, can you grab that?
I don't want it. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, Floyd.
I've enjoyed your food debate going back and forth the way you kind of do. I've got one that I'd like to tune up if you don't mind if I chime in with it.
I'd love, okay, love for you to.
You're talking about things that don't go together, Josh putting Cheerios in his vegetable soup.
Right.
I've got, well, you know, I don't much care for pizza. And I've never really cared for rolls, but I love pizza rolls.
Oh, yeah, wow.
I kick a shine making a mess of pizza rolls.
Nice.
There's wholesome goodness in every bite when you think about it.
Sure, sure.
I'll hang up and listen to you.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Floyd.
Our answer is we agree. We like them.
Very useful.
Very, very much. Very
pizza nice. Rolls, molten lava, and a pasta shell.
I know. They're too hot for you to stuff down your fat ass throat.
You manage to eat at least a dozen. Yeah.
While they're cooling, just enjoy it. One of your entree-tizers.
Christy has damaged. She has to wear glasses. Damaged her eyes, staring into the microwave.
Yes. Counting, I'm hungry.
20 seconds.
Mama gotta eat. Hurry up, microwave.
Yes. Remembers Christy's catchphrase. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
There you go.
Time now to return to the sports page with Mr. McGee. We missed anything?
Going to a big league ball game can be exciting. We all know that. Major League Baseball, there's like a dog and a beer at the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
If you're in St. Louis, $18 beer, of course.
Yeah, that's right. It's the only stadium that has the overpriced
but in
food.
This case, a fan going to a game had some real excitement before he even got to the ballpark. Eli Hudis said he was walking on a footbridge to the Tiger game when part of the bridge collapsed and he fell 15 feet to the ground underneath.
Oh my god.
He said he landed about 6 feet from traffic below the footbridge.
God.
But he said he dusted himself off, reported the incident to police, and went on to see his beloved Tigers.
Aww.
This happened on May 9th, but the bridge was still open until the Detroit News asked state transportation officials about it Sunday. You know, people are falling through that bridge. They said they weren't aware of the problem until the newspaper told them about it.
Was there a hole in the bridge?
Michigan. No, he was walking across the footbridge and part of it gave way and he fell to the ground and just like the story
said. So there must have been a hole afterwards.
Yes, there was probably a hole afterwards, just like
well,
I
well, if the
just
bridge
said,
fell onto the freeway.
The bridge didn't fall onto the freeway. The guy did. Through the bridge.
How big is
just
this guy?
Just like the story.
Is this guy like
he
Happy Humphrey?
460 pounds.
Also, he's like Christie's weight.
Yep, that's right.
No. Nobody's that fat.
No, nobody.
I know we're having.
She's hungry.
This is going to come back to bite us in the ass, I'm sure.
Oh, I can only imagine the comments on social media right now. How's Josh? Some of this is comedy, folks. Why don't you relax?
We'll play special music when it isn't.
Blatant hostilities in full bloom this morning. Legendary WWE wrestler Ric Flair.
Woo!
Is set to wrestle one final match this July.
Okay.
Put a ramp up.
Boy, you don't know who you yeah, you get on the bad side of the wrestling fans.
And now boy. Tom angers wrestling fans. You like the wrestling. You like Flair, right?
Oh, sure. He's been, I didn't know he was your favorite.
He's been here.
Is he 72 or 74?
He's 73 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Known as Nature Boy, of course, he'll enter the ring at the Nashville Fairgrounds on an independent card that will stream live on Fight TV. Yes, that's FITE. Fight TV.
Huh.
It's not yet clear who the opponent will be. Flair said in a statement to ESPN, I'm going to walk that aisle one last time to prove once and for all.
He sure is having fun.
Yeah, he is.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. That's right.
Right, Flairy.
The two-time WWE Hall of Famer. How can you be in the Hall of Fame twice? That doesn't make sense.
Probably for two different leagues, I would imagine.
That's dumb.
Is he part of a team, tag team?
Oh, he may have been. Was he Ace?
Yeah, with Tully Brandt.
16-time world champ has not wrestled in a match since September of 2011. About for against longtime rival Sting.
Man, this, you know what? This
I like
is going to be
better when he
really
was with the
cool
police.
Or very sad. Yeah. I can't.
I watched some video of him rehearsing. I mean, practicing.
Mm-hmm.
His last match, 2008, WrestleMania 24 against Shawn Michaels.
They haven't announced who it's going to be. It might be that guy, The Undertaker. Not the wrestler.
Again, oh boy. Gotta watch that.
You're getting on the wrong side
just,
of the nerves. No,
I just want to shout his license plate. God. Don't you?
Hey, come here, Marjorie. There's that guy who was dissing Ric Flair. Nature boy, give me that tire iron.
He's a legend. His daughter's a hell of a wrestler, too.
Yeah, Felicia.
Felicia Flair.
That's right. I'm looking right.
Now we're going to get letters.
We all know it's Claire.
Claire Flair.
Wasn't she in here, too?
She was in here.
She was in here.
Well, it'll be fun. But what's the date on it?
I don't know. You got the story right there in front of you. You're reading along. Why don't you look for it?
No, I don't, actually.
Video of a man.
Reading about.
You're listening to another show again, aren't you?
Reading about Major Harrison. Major Applegate from Texas. Okay, sorry.
Back July's doesn't give a day. Whoever put this slap this story.
Well,
together.
Good for Flair, man. That's it'll be a good way to go out.
Nature boy.
Yeah.
Well, at his age, nature call boy. They better have like an intermission so he can go take a leak.
Everybody pees, as REM once sang.
Yeah, sure.
Here's something you might like, Tom, he said, hopefully. Video of a man golfing on the side of a Florida Interstate 75 has surfaced on social media. According to NBC2, We Have News.
Also,
Jose and Catherine Rodriguez, who document everyday life for their YouTube channel, Southern Life, were driving down I-75 when they spotted the man on the side of the road golfing.
Oh, boy, a maniac.
They're play it where it lays, folks. I'm not taking a penalty.
Right.
I'm not a very good golfer.
Hey, Tom, how many lanes were on this highway the guy was golfing next to?
Four.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, what'd you shoot today? 75? No, Interstate 75. You know how dangerous that would be?
Jose and Catherine Rodriguez of Southern Life on YouTube, their dash camera captured video of the scene. Jose said, we're driving down the road. We see this guy on the side of the road.
Jose, oh, can you see? Jose, can you
don't
see?
Sing it. Don't start. We already gave you the treatment on that one.
I looked over when you said that at Josh, and it looked like his dog just died. He was just. We see this guy. Jose said, we see this guy on the side of the road having a full golf game. I don't know what that means. Other than he has a club and a bag and a ball, I guess. He's just standing on the side of the road.
It's a major highway.
Well, yeah, it is. It's an idiot. Huge highway.
Hey, yeah, you mind if I play through? Yes!
It was probably a drunk John Daly because there was a Hooters off the exit ramp.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.